Welcome to Show Me Your STEMs. I'm Edison, and this is my project. The process of making this song was a little complicated. I ended up deciding to do four separate sections, almost like movements in a classical piece. The first section had a nice bouncy feel to it. The second section had a smoother legato feel to it. The third section has a marchy feel to it. And the final section has a smooth, final quality to it, like it's saying goodnight. So what makes up these sections? Let me show you. Each section has one main theme, and that's the bass track. And that bass sample guides the whole piece. That synth was made up in Sculpture, which is a modeling synthesis. Here are some of the other examples of that bass. And as you can see, this was really the root of the song. Next up was the chord structure, which I used a few different synths to give it a nice spacey ambiance. This ambiance was created in Alchemy using granular synthesis. Check out the lead, which uses an electric piano as a model. And then the chords, which use a vibraphone as a model. One track was panned to the left and another to the right, which was slightly detuned to give it a chorused and stereo feel. And here they are together. One of my favorite synths that I used was in the second section, using Logic Pro's RetroSynth for wavetable synthesis. Check this out. Now, would you believe me if I told you that that all came from one simple recording of me saying,
duh?
Pretty cool, yeah? The final synthesis that I used that I haven't talked about yet is additive synthesis. This was done in Loom, using one track and then doubling it and detuning it to get a real fat synth that sounds like this. Let me solo out each part to show you how it sounds individually. Here's the main synth. And here's the detuned synth. Again, coming together for this sound. And that's the majority of the track. All that's left is the drum part, which I kept pretty minimal. But that in itself can be cool, yeah? And on that, this is my project.